USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we actually, in passing this, I think have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, told NBC News as a matter of personal conscience, she wants a vaccine mandate.
I think that we need to be working with our employers, not opposing them, on vaccine mandates.
We are USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Melissa DeRosa, a top aide to disgraced Democrat Governor of New York Andrew Cuomo, resigned Sunday. For months, she had been seen during Cuomo's coronavirus news conferences. The New York Attorney General, after a thorough investigation, found Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, leaving the governor without his top aide as he faces an impending impeachment. It's been well over a year since Americans could freely go into Canada. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
American tourists will be able to travel to Canada for the first time in nearly a year and a half, starting on Monday. The Canadian border is being reopened to fully vaccinated Americans who will be required to follow a checklist to enter the country that includes providing proof of vaccination ahead of traveling, showing no symptoms of COVID-19, and submitting to random COVID testing.
On Sunday, the United States overtook China in the gold medal count at the Olympics with 39 to CCP's 38. The United States led the world with 113 total medals in Tokyo, Japan. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
San Francisco, California lawmakers are demanding all sheriffs, police, and firefighters be vaccinated or be fired. As the city is already 400 police officers short, crime is skyrocketing. San Francisco Deputy Sheriff Association's Ken Lamba tells Fox News this is only going to make a bad situation worse.
They're looking at close to 1,000, public safety officers, law enforcement officers, firefighters, also nurses and some other employees. But the San Francisco is serious about terminating them. And it's all because of this very extreme mandate that they have right now. And it's vaccinate or be terminated. It's not in alignment with the state and the feds, the surrounding counties. It's on the extreme side. And, they're threatening to fire, deputy sheriffs, police officers, firefighters, nurses, the employees. Well, we think the solution is simple. And we would like the mandate to be in alignment with the state. So instead of vaccinate or be terminated, it would be, vaccinate and or test weekly. So it's a simple solution to avoid a big staffing crisis.
The unvaccinated numbers are low in San Francisco. Only 16% of sheriff deputies, 17% of police, and 9.5% of firefighters are unvaccinated as of Friday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.